I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ruthless Haitian gang sows terror with attacks, chaos, and the abduction of 17 Christian missionaries over the weekend. More details coming up. And U.S. prisons crack down on outside mail, but why is it happening and how will it affect prison ministry? We'll unpack that story in just a couple minutes. But first, the struggle against gang violence intensifies in Haiti. We get more details from Mission Network News' Katie Harth.
Christian missionaries from the United States and Canada were kidnapped this weekend in Port-au-Prince. 12 adults and 5 children were working on an orphanage supported by Christian Aid Ministries when a notorious gang abducted them. Fear and chaos have taken control of Haiti following the deadly attack on President Moïse in July and a devastating earthquake in August. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
since the assassination of the president, there's no law and order in Port-au-Prince, and even the people who live there are afraid. People who live there would not encourage short-term mission trips into the south, and particularly not into Port-au-Prince, because it just isn't safe. There's no law and order. It's just ruled by the gangs.
For Haiti with Love hasn't hosted any short-term mission trips since 2018 because of the gang problems and COVID-19. Haiti received 500,000 vaccines from the U.S. this summer, but only 20,000 people have been fully vaccinated.
Haiti is returning the vaccines so they won't expire. Pray for peace of mind. Pray for God's intervention against this fear factor.
Ask the Lord to strengthen believers in Haiti so they can help people in the name of Jesus. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Next, Russia has seen record COVID-19 cases and deaths in recent weeks, reaching nearly 100,000 deaths per day. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association recently traveled to Russia.
Part of the reason that the infection rate and the death rate in Russia, I understand, is the highest for Europe, and it is currently very high, referencing the whole world, is a low vaccination rate. Now, the government, I think, different articles reference it between 30 and 35%, but some of the locals think it's a little less.
Russia created its own vaccine named Sputnik V. But many Russians seem no more eager to use that than more effective Western versions. As the pandemic continues, Mock says more people are reaching out to local churches than ever before.
They would have never reached out to a church before. They would have never asked for help before. And people are coming to faith. And as a result of that, the Compassion Ministry through the churches, we're working with about 800 churches. It's just amazing what they're doing in these churches to reach out to people in need with gospel and groceries.
Pray as these churches are acting as the hands and feet of Christ. And more U.S. prison systems are digitizing the mail sent to prisoners, which sounds like a good thing, except this makes it harder for Crossroads Prison Ministries to send mail to prisoners. Now, normally, Crossroads mentors correspond with prisoners through mailed Bible study booklets. John Byrne, Curriculum Development Director with Crossroads, says the new digital scanning process in some prisons won't allow their booklets to get through.
So in some instances, it'll prevent our students from being able to continue participating in Crossroads. Obviously, we're going to have to get ahead of that curve and figure out new ways to be able to send lessons in.
One reason prisons are digitizing mail is to keep drugs out. However,
the Marshall Project did a study with the Texas Tribune in Texas, and they found that even during COVID, when visiting was restricted, and they were scanning mail or they were sending out mail to be digitized, there was not a reduction in the amount of drugs coming into the prison. What they determined is that the majority of contraband that comes in the prison comes from staff. The correctional officers' unions in Texas said that the reason was is just low pay for staff.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.